And let's get early business news now. Here's Brian Finn.
Fran, thank you. Shares in Facebook hit a record high last night after the social media company reported a 140% rise in net income for the 3 months to the end of June. Overall revenue of $2.9 billion was up 60% and above Wall Street targets. Ads on mobile devices now account for 62% of advertising revenue for Facebook. This is a spectacular shift given that mobile ads accounted for practically nothing 2 years ago. The company now has 1.3 billion active users every month, up 14% on last year. Of these, more than a billion are on mobile devices. Shares were up around 5% to just above $75 in after-hours trading, giving the company a valuation of around $190 billion. The country's CEOs are very optimistic about our economic prospects, according to a survey from PwC this morning. Around 86% say they are positive about the outlook for the Irish economy. That's up from 31% last year. Just over three quarters of the 256 business chiefs surveyed said they were optimistic about the future prospects for their own business, up from 44% last year. Meanwhile, a report from Grant Thornton shows that Ireland continues to outperform in attracting foreign direct investment. The report indicates that global FDI inflows are estimated to reach $1.8 trillion in 2015 and that Ireland is well positioned to take advantage of this. The economic recovery and the quality of the workforce are pull factors, it says, but skill shortages and the cost of doing business here could be a deterrent, it warns. Hibernia REIT has indicated that it may be close to making another acquisition in Dublin City. In a statement to the Stock Exchange this morning, it says it's in discussions to acquire Cumberland House. It's a seven-storey office building of 112,000 square feet located close to Merrion Square. Drinks Group Britvic has reported group revenue of £329.5 million for the 12 weeks to July 6th, an increase of 4% on the same period last year. Great Britain revenue was up 4.6%, but Ireland revenue was down 2.5%, but volume was up by 1%. Just finally on the currencies, the euro buys $1.34.5 and 79 pence sterling, Fran.
Brian, thank you for that.